The "he has a stronger sex drive than I" excuse.
Dear Greg, I have been dating a guy for a year. I found out through a friend that he's been sleeping with someone I sort of know. I confronted him, and he told me that I don't give him enough sex, and that's why he's been sleeping around. He's right. Sometimes I don't want to have sex when he wants to. It's not all the time, but he definitely does want sex more often than I do. So in a way, he's right. Should I just forgive him and try to put out more? Signed, Lorraine.
Dear Putting Out, the only thing you should be putting out is any of his clothes that are still in your house. There is no excuse for him sleeping around. Period. There are so many ways to deal with the truly common problem of different sex drives within a relationship. Usually, one would start with an adult conversation wherein a discussion ensues that hopefully resolves with the two parties agreeing to work on it. Not him jumping in the sack with someone you know. Not only does he not respect you or the relationship, he doesn't respect himself enough to be in a meaningful relationship. This isn't even a question of he's just not that into you. In this situation, if you like yourself at all, you should definitely not be into him. Shouting from across the room, Greg. These last two guys are good. They've betrayed their relationships and humiliated their girlfriends. Then they tell them that it's their fault, knowing that they have just done something that has so demoralized them that they will be their most inclined to believe this load of horse crap. If something is wrong in a relationship, here's a bright, mature idea. Talk about it. Don't let any man blame you for their infidelity. Ever.
The "but at least he knew her" excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been going out with a guy for about a year. We are in love and get along great. Recently, he met with his ex-wife, who he hasn't seen in about a year. She had left him because she met someone else. They have been divorced about 2 years. They slept together. I am very upset and want to break up with him. He wants me to forgive him because it wasn't like it was someone new. It was his ex-wife. He promises me that it will never happen again. Just old feelings came up and he couldn't control himself. I want to forgive him. It was only once. But it feels like everything is ruined. Can he really be in love with me and do this to me? Signed, Joyce.
Dear Ruined, who decided to put the X in sex? You're telling me that the get out of her vagina free card is that he used to be married to her? Does that mean he can also sleep with the woman who cleans his teeth? How about the lady who develops his photos? Hope he's not going to his high school reunion. Again, it doesn't really matter if he's still in love with you. He's given you a pretty big clue about how he feels about your relationship. The bigger question is, can you still be in love with him? Signed, Greg. You can't blame a guy for having feelings. You love someone, you break up, you still have feelings. Thank God for that, really. But having feelings doesn't mean you have to have sex. That required him to take his feelings and use them to be somewhere alone with his beloved, undress her, kiss her, and do all the other things involved with having sexual intercourse with someone. Hooray for feelings! Just keep them in your pants.
It's so simple.
If you're in a mutually established monogamous relationship, then when someone cheats on you, they have decided to blatantly disrespect a very important decision you two made together. They've chosen to do this without your knowledge, thereby adding lies and secrecy to your relationship. Let's call cheating what it is, a complete betrayal of trust. Cheaters are people who have a lot of stuff to work out, and they're working it out on your time and with your heart. Some cheaters might give you an excuse. Some might not have one at all. Some might even blame you. No one can tell you exactly what to do when faced with this very complicated and painful situation. But the bottom line is this what you had hoped for in a relationship?
Here's Why This One Is Hard, by Liz.
In my life, I've had two men tell me that they had slept with someone else in the beginning stages of our relationship. In one case, it came to me in a dream, literally, and I confronted him. That really freaked him out. Anyway, both times what I...